Thanks for joining us, John.
You're welcome.
What happened to you when you were released from jail?
Nothing really. They basically give you nothing. They just give you the clothes off your back and release you, and they don't send you to any place. They just let you out in the daytime, nighttime, whatever. So they just do nothing for me, really.
So what did you do?
What did I do? I tried to look for places. I didn't know any places for a long while. And then I ran into John Howard, and then John Howard was the one that saved my life, actually.
What did they do for you?
They helped me find a place to stay for the night. They helped me find food. They clothed my back and helped me get welfare and stuff like that. And then later on in the future, they tried to help me get a job and stuff like that.
And how long were you on the street before you found the John Howard Society?
I would say about almost 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did you do that whole time?
Trying my best to earn whatever I can get, money, whatever, it's STEM.
Were there other people that were living with you in that situation, or...?
There was nobody else with me, but there's a lot of people out there that, you know, you don't recognize or you don't see that are homeless.
And what was it like living on the street?
Well, it's very tiresome and gets cold and you get hungry once in a while, and there's places you can't take care of yourself, like your hygiene and stuff like that.
And you were living on the street in Toronto, so that must have been very hard in the winter.
Yeah, it was. Actually, it was. It gets very cold here in wintertime sometimes.
Did you have access to any shelters or things like that?
Well, in the earlier times, we didn't have no shelters, and then they started to open up after, and then it started to be good for me. It started to stay out of the cold for me. It was called Out of the Cold program.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you were able to sleep there?
Yeah, you're able to sleep there and have dinner there.
But during the day... were you allowed to stay there as well, or did you have to leave?
You had to leave the next day later.
Okay.
So it's just one night deal.
And how long were you in jail before you were released?
Sometimes they keep us in there for 3-4 months.
Okay.
They release us.
Were you there on remand, or?
Yeah, remand.
Okay. So they didn't give you any information about where you could go, or...
No, they didn't give no information about where to go for help or anything when I get out.
Did anybody at the jail ask you whether you had a place to stay or not?
No, they didn't ask me. They didn't even give me a subway ticket to go home.
Yeah, where is your home? Is it in Toronto or?
Well, now it's in Toronto, but they don't give you a subway ticket to go home either.
Mm-hmm.
You have a home.
So, had you been in jail before?
Yes, I have.
And has it been the same every time you've left?
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
What would have made it easier for you when you were getting out of the jail?
You mean what kind of support system I would have liked to have?
Yeah.
At least a startup allowance or someone to tell you where you can go for a nightstand or sleep, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some place to go eat, you know. Some place where they know you. You just got out of jail and you need help.
Did you meet other people on the street that had just come out of jail as well, that were in the same situation as yourself?
Yeah, I've met a lot of people like that. Yeah, they just seem to come out everywhere.
And for those people, I guess most of them were living on the street and didn't have... any friends or family that could help them?
No, I don't think none of them did. Actually, some of them seemed to be a little mentally ill, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Did you have any friends or family you could turn to?
No, I didn't have no friends or family to turn to, actually. I was on by myself, so I basically just looked around for any little jobs or anything I can do, try to stem money. Look around. That's all I can do.
Can you describe what your living situation was when you were living on the street? Like, did you have a tent or anything?
No, I just had the clothes on my back and what I was carrying, what I can carry.
I imagine it's pretty hard to find a space where you can actually spend the night where nobody disturbs you.
No, actually, there's sometimes you don't get no sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get no sleep when you're out there.
Why is that?
Because there's too many people around you and there's no place to sit comfortably for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very, very tired to get some sleep.
The John Howard Society helped you, and then how did you finally find a place to stay? Because you're no longer on the street now.
No, I'm not, no. Well, I'm in, what'd you call it? I'm in low housing income, and they sort of help me out, get a place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how's it all working out for you now?
Oh, it's all working out this beautiful. I'm just doing fine, going day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you working now?
Delivering newspapers, actually.
And how do you like that?
I like it. It's pretty good.
Are you still involved with the John Howard Society? And
yes, I am.
And do you end up working with other people who have come out of jail at all? Or
no, not yet. I don't have enough confidence to do anything like that yet.
Okay. What do you want to do next?
I wouldn't know, actually. I'm just going to take it as it comes right now.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, John.
You're welcome.